podcast audio going. Going with Facebook video. Alright, and remember, Ja'Cory Holder is the illustrator. Alright, Ja'Cory Holder illustrates things. Alright, I keep wanting to say cartoonist, but Jerry Holder does not do animation, but illustration. Hey, maybe might matriculate to animation. Alright, so Ja'Cory Holder, get that fucking Patreon going, nigga, so we can sign up. So the wine cellar can sign up to yours. Remember, Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. Fallon Matthew, nigga, start your Patreon, fool. And post that shit. Your stories are fucking interesting. And I think you're the most interesting character that you can write about. Swamp Commie and the Drone. Them niggas. Check them fools out. Their podcast, it feeds from SoundCloud. You can find Swamp Commie and the Drone. Spell it as normal. And they're also on the YouTube. Phoenix Collider got down with them. Don't forget Actify Chat. Available on the YouTubes, also on the SoundCloud, Actify Chat, the video and audio show representing Actify Press by that, what's that nigga's name? Michael Graham?
Yes.
Michael Graham, the nigga proprietor, if you will, that got that whole Actify Press thing up and or running. And of course, you are here with, William J. Blackass Motherfucker, a.k.a. Darkskin Nigglesworth, and Phoenix Collider, the Uppity Negress. Follow on the Twitters, Uppity Negress. Wait, you're going to change that to Phoenix Collider somehow?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
If I can.
Niggas can't make decisions. Have you even tried yet, nigga?
Nope.
Niggas ain't even tried yet. Niggas ain't even tried. I don't understand.
Really?
All right, you fuckers.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant, and I only take bubble baths.
These are the facts.
Heroes, some whose names we know, and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something, we have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time.
It's Moral Monday.
We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time.
It's Moral Monday.
I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
It's Moral Monday. And here in the wine cellar. In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. This episode, we didn't do the fothermucking show prep. Alright? We didn't. The show prep, basically, it came from other shit that people linked us up to. And the show prep came from shit that I saw other people that they found interesting. Alright, so this is news and comment by the people, for the people, and not just by us niggas, for the people. Over there in the archive chat space, YMCillaMedia.com on the Facebooks, there is Gregory Loco saying, "Did I finally catch you, Father Muckers, live?" You did, Gregory. You goddamn did. Who's Gregory Loco up in the joint? I think I've seen that profile picture before.
That person follows me on Twitter because I know that profile picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a dancer right there. That's the thing. Yeah, you know it's sick because when they have the overalls with one strap down.
Yeah.
That's a dancer. That's a break dancer. I see you, Gregory. You ain't slick, you break dancer. Said it's me. There's Jessica J. May up in this fucking mucker.
Hi.
All right.
Yes.
And I'm just making sure that I get this gosh darn thing shared. It's on Social Dissonance, mm-hmm. A Critical Analysis of Justice. And share it to my little personal-fied Facebooks page.
Yes.
All right, dadgummit. Where them fellas at right there? Huh?
There's someone actively arguing with me on Reading in the Shade, saying that if you want women to have autonomy, you can't demand that they get vaccinated, and it's okay if they go out and get other people sick because they're not vaccinated.
Women?
Yes. Well, I mean people in general, but this was like a feministy type angle that they came at me with.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Basically.
Fucking Christ. All right, so home and ladies out there. Wait, so is this a person arguing as a self-identified feminist saying don't vaccinate if you're a cis woman?
Well, no, they're saying that women should have the autonomy to choose, because if you don't let a woman choose whether or not to get vaccinated, you're denying her autonomy and you're a bad person.
Uh-huh.
See if I can fucking find it.
And I tend to emphasize cis and trans anyway, but in this particular one, I got to assume someone this illogical and weird, it just would not surprise me at all if they have the spirit of the TERF in them.
Probably not a TERF based on who their mutuals are.
Say word.
Mm-hmm. Because I have a mutual with them.
Uh-huh.
So probably not a TERF.
What is it, Fox Giselle?
No.
You always following Fox Giselle.
I don't follow Fox Giselle.
Nah, that's me.
That is you. Let's see. So I shared a story about a woman who was scared that she had measles because she came down and after being on a flight, came down with some symptoms, and it turns out she shared 4 flights with someone on layovers who had an active case of measles, and like 250 other people were also exposed to this person on the plane. And I said, "Get your fucking vaccines, people." And this person said, but nowhere did it mention if the person was immunized or not. This is fear-mongering. Yeah, okay. Fear-mongering. Let's go with that. And then said, "You want women to have autonomy over their bodies, but only when you want them to. I see you." What?
I see you.
What?
You know, "I see you" really holds no weight.
It doesn't.
Like, just as a phrase of what? Just basically, "I'm on to you."
Right. And I said, "Just say you think it's okay to kill children, the elderly, and immunocompromised because you have, quote-unquote, autonomy, and go." And then this person said, "They can choose to not go out. So if you're vaccinated but you have an immunocompromised system, or you are young or old, just stay home, apparently. The world is for healthy people. And measles are easily treatable. No one's getting killed any more by that than by the common cold. If you don't like people who believe women should be in control of what they choose to put in their bodies, then block me." Which also, nigga, you on my page. The fuck you mean block you? You showed up on my page.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that, like, it's just a weird argument, and they're still debating. And all I did was post, we covered it on the podcast, like, 35 people have died in Europe this year from measles. And this person's like, "Nobody dies from measles anymore." I'm like, really? Here. And now they're still arguing. "If you think spreading a disease that is the same as murder, I don't want anything to do with that stupidity." It's a disease that kills people, though, so you are... Okay, yeah. It's just a weird moment.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
And wait, is this the Gregory that wanted the instrumentals?
Yes.
Okay, just in case you want to know, this one right here is the Tonight's the Night remix by Criss Cross. And Gregory Loco in the chat space said, that's a senior picture from high school, a crime of fashion for certain, some cultural appropriation, and whatnot.
Yes.
Breakdancer. I still say breakdancer. all right, we better get down to the get down. We are,
down to the get down.
Yeah, we're like playing around with 10 minutes here.
Are we really? Damn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. We riffed in the beginning, making sure to shout niggas out, and there's always a show opener, and then I put something new in the soundboard. I like it. I went to that show Big Mouth on the Netflix, because I always like this fucking line.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant, and I only take bubble baths.
And you said that was the actor in the Happy Time Murders.
That was the secretary, yeah.
That did that voice. Damn, she has also, vocal range.
Yeah, she was the secretary in Happy Time Murders. She was also the sex worker in Idiocracy.
In Idiocracy?
Yes.
So, but she was franchised, though. She didn't work at Starbucks.
She did not work at Starbucks. She was the one who was like in the time capsule and then got up and realized everything had changed. So she was like, yep, I'm working for you. You just pay me while I stand here. And that was her sex work hustle. Oh. Just like everyone's like, yeah, that's right. I'm paying for this. She's like, yeah, you are.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. I haven't seen that film in effing eons. I haven't seen it in Eon Spanglers.
Wow. Well, there is no more Eon Spangler, so.
Oh, that's right. He's super dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is out of there. All right. Yeah, that was Harold Ramis. What the fuck? What kind of tangent? All right, so this was not time-stamped.
Yeah.
But it was Baltimore cops that carried toy guns.
That story is from the winter.
Okay, that's like a year old.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, I think people got tripped up with the headline, because the original story that came out was, we covered it, but it was like a whole list of things that the Baltimore police were doing, and it was like, falsifying reports, and it was, of course, like the sending racist emails and text messages about people. And one of the things in there that they also did was superior officers were telling beat cops to carry toy guns with them so that if they shot a black person, they could throw the gun out and be like, oh, I thought they had a real gun and were going to shoot me. And like, so cops were actually carrying toy guns in the glove boxes and shit like that in case they shot someone to throw down. And I think it's coming back now because the headline is different. Because before it was just like a bunch of officers indicted for corruption, and then you actually had to read the article to see all the different kinds of like bullshit that they were doing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
This one here, again, this is, these are not show notes that we did.
Yes.
They're just, it's, aggregated, if you will. And, so this was a post, that was put up by, Chella Demir Cartier. On the Facebooks, and they put a emoticon, and that states "feeling sad."
Okay,
and it was shared by Fox Giselle that we just mentioned, mm-hmm. And it's got some images of trans women that were murdered, and the text that they put under it was recently there have been two situations that took over social media and the news. One, Nike and Colin Kaepernick. And two, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Now, everyone is engaging in some way or another. For those that have trans women, specifically black trans women, as friends day to day or even online via social media, you have seen us post about the senseless murders of three black trans women in less than 7 days from one another. I have only seen trans folks post and share about it. Where are the allies? Where are, excuse me, all the organizations with the gift cards and the clipboards for an hour-long survey? Where are the gay men that says gay men we led to their freedom to live as they are? Talking about the Stonewall. Mm-hmm. As they are, aren't we your concern? Isn't it your livelihood and ability to live in peace your concern? There might be a few words missing, you know how those type of typos go.
Yeah,
yeah, I those typos are the most embarrassing.
Right, and I do them all the time. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I do my best editing after I hit post. They continue. A friend's mom taught me this saying, quote, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, end quote. Imagine if the trans community would get just a fragment of the energy people are collectively giving the subjects of Nike or Cardi B. I mean, all across the country, people hop on the trending chain. Yeah, trending chain. Hey, we do it too. But guess what else is trending? Hate crimes and the killing of black trans women. The problem is, we're the only people talking about it. We need you to talk about it. We need you to make some noise. We need you to have teaching moments with your family members who are out there buying up all the Nike products. This is a black culture problem as well. Black families support all the addictions under the sun. But if you're trans, that's where they draw the line. So, when you scream Black Lives Matter, you forget to scream, accept trans. It's your historic behavior of demonizing what you don't or can't understand that created systemic exclusion and hate towards us. Excuse me. Next week, you'll be on to another trend or hashtag talking about believing in something and sacrificing everything. I'll be damned, that's what the hell we do every day. Difference is, none of you have to add, even if it means sacrificing your life. And they put a hashtag, stand with trans, hashtag stop killing trans, and hashtag trans are human. And then they close it with, it's not completely up to us. We can march and scream until we're blue in the face. Cis communities should get off their asses and start talking in support of us. Stand in solidarity with us. Just do it. All right. And that got put up by Fox Giselle. Well, not, but that got put up by Chella Demure Cartier and got shared by Fox Giselle, who hosted the Tea Time with the Girls program on the YouTubes.
Yes. And then, of course, the people in the picture was Shanti Tucker, Dejanay Stanton, and Vantasia Bell were all the trans women that were murdered in the last week. 9 days, I think, at this point. The last 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah, they happen fast. And, you know, like, with us not broadcasting as often as usual,
right.
Like, I look in my, like, my little personal show notes or my Facebook saved feature, and, like, there they are. Like, those three are, like, stacked on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there isn't even anything in between them in my, my Facebook saved feature. And then it's like, by the time we try to get to do a program, yeah, fucking everybody is, it's Nike and...
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, what's cracking now? What?
Nike, still Nike, Serena Williams, and Cardi B, and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, and there's a big, this whole thing, this concept of support. All right, black people, niggas. I made a post some weeks ago saying, like, if only black people bought Jordans, it wouldn't be that big of a business, right? So, like, we're concerned with this, like, support. And niggas want to run and support Serena Williams. Look in the... When the camera pans around, look in the crowd, okay? Tennis is not upheld by black dollars. Serena Williams is good money, all right? Serena Williams, is she... Any wall ornaments and shelving ornaments, she need not.
Right.
Serena Williams is papered the fuck up beyond what we can fucking imagine. Right?
Yeah, which is just funny to me because the people who are defending her now because she's facing all this, like, suddenly public racism, I guess, in tennis. Like, when she got married, niggas was mocking her and talking about, I hope she has a prenup because she's worth more than her husband. Remember that? I don't even know.
Yeah.
People were, like, that was the whole thing. It was like, she's worth all this money. Why is she marrying beneath her? She's worth like $300 million. He's only worth like $50 million. She's marrying beneath her.
I thought he was only like a single digit million, which is capitalism makes me say things like that.
I'm pretty sure it was double digits.
He's double digit million.
Million, maybe 50 million, something like that.
Yeah, maybe now that he has access to her shit.
Shit. But that was the thing. She's marrying beneath her. She should be doing better. She should marry somebody richer because she has so much money. And now y'all niggas be like, they're making her pay a $15,000 fine. Oh my God. I'm like, she...
$15,000. Shit, we're hoping a fucking used car will be a little under that.
Right?
Fucking Christ.
Right.
Like, Serena Williams got fined our potential used car.
Right.
What the fuck out of here? Yeah, like, Serena Williams doesn't need your support. And guess what? Guess what, nigga? Guess what? Your post on Twitter is not support.
Right.
She did not get paid for your post on Twitter. She didn't get emotional support from your post on Twitter, and it damn sure didn't do jack fuck for her blood clots.
Which is, you know, the other thing too is like, it's almost like that relationship people have with preachers where you just have to keep giving to the preacher and giving to the preacher, and you know, but it's like, Serena Williams, not only does she have money, she has access to things because she has money, because she's a celebrity. If she wants to go get fucking antidepressants or get fucking Xanax because she's stressed out about this, she can. She can afford the copay. You know what I mean? If she wants to go to therapy about this, she can fucking go. If she wants to go on a fucking vacation, she can go to fucking Barbados right now. Well, maybe not right now because there's a hurricane, but, you know, she can go to fucking Thailand right the fuck now if she feels like doing it. Like, y'all are so desperate to be like, we have to support her, but it's like, she doesn't actually need your support. Go help somebody who actually needs to. Go fucking help somebody who can't afford their copay.
Hey.
Leave Serena the fuck alone. Like, go fucking listen to somebody who's having a tough time. Go fucking make a list of, here's all, like, the national suicide hotlines and rape crisis hotlines and, you know, emergency services in your area. Go fucking do that. Serena doesn't need your help.
Yeah, like, this black trans woman out there, like Chella Isabella. That fucking has like nobody fucking that'll even fucking hang out with her. Mm-hmm. You know, fucking, you know, white trans women too, you know, white niggas. Fucking what, Maddie Stump out there.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's trying to hold it down. Like, fucking support somebody that needs support. Yeah, like you just said. God damn it. Alright. Fucking wine cellar. Over here in the archive chat space. What up? What do you see?
Oh, I was like, we should probably check that.
Yeah, shit's getting exciting. Jessica Loco up in the joint. Gregory Loco continuing. Going back to the topic, anti-vaxxer warrior mommies getting big mad real quick.
Ooh.
Very logical. I like this typing style. Gregory has the best words. It's and there's Hotep Mike tuned into the joint. And Gregory Loco continued saying, God, I love when you say Nicki Minaj rhyming with my vag. You just tricked me into saying that out loud. Said, it's the levity that gets me through the world on which you comment and which we live. Yeah, this fucking world. Hell, I just like hearing Peter B. Collins say the word fuck. In his professional radio voice.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Gregory. I listen to some gosh darn programs, too. Hell, one of the things that still amuses me... I came on to listening to Democracy Now! Kind of late. I didn't start tuning into Democracy Now! Till, like, fucking... Like, early 2013. Like, I'm late.
Okay.
And still, to this day, 5 years later... It still cracks me the fuck up that Amy Goodman is so focused and dedicated on doing the interview that in between words and questions, you will hear her snort phlegm, hock the loogie, and then swallow the motherfucker while doing the interview. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. It's so fucking hardcore.
I bet you she has a deviated septum, too.
Ah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually...
That website heavy.com.
Yes.
I do understand that they get the facts, but when a cop serves and protects me, don't let heavy.com do that five facts you need to know shit, because they're just getting any five things possible.
Right.
William had a gray hat. William had a podcast with which he preached the same kind of death on millions of people that he got himself. William had a pair of flip-flop shoes for about 3 hours,
what?
And then his spouse took them.
That is not true.
We got home and I put them on the floor and I walked around in them. And I think I went to the bathroom and came out and you had them on. Like, these are great.
They're comfortable.
It was like, what do you want? Now I just borrow them from you when I may.
What?
Newsweek.com.
Yes.
You know what?
You're moving on.
Oh, what's cracking?
Oh, no, I was just going to tell you that the cop who killed the off-duty cop who allegedly walked into the wrong apartment.
Yes.
And killed the black man is already facing a manslaughter charge, but it might get moved up to regular murder after being presented to a grand jury. So, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she might end up like, I forgot the ones, Betty Shelby?
I don't think so, only because it sounds like they had a personal relationship, so this wasn't like, I was in fear for my life by a strange Negro. I was like, no, you knew this Negro. You can't really, you know, pull that one.
I just don't have faith in anything.
Nah.
All right. So this one, for some reason, Newsweek is loading up weird as hell.
Oh?
Yeah, right? You see that? You see what it just did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Wait, is the article gone?
Oh, maybe. Nah, September 10th, 2018.
What the hell?
Yeah, look at that shit. Yeah, it fucking won't, it won't do it. But, damn. Yeah, well, that's fun.
Okay.
All right.
Well.
Whoopsie days.
Smithville, Ohio, however.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. A school resource officer. I like how they call them resource officers. They're still fucking cops and they're there to fuck with you. A school resource officer has come under fire after using a taser to wake up a sleeping high school student, according to local outlet WJW. When a junior fell asleep on August 30th at Liberty Preparatory School. Liberty School.
Wait, Liberty and Preparatory.
Yep.
So we're preparing you for Liberty.
Yep.
Shouldn't you already have it?
Nope.
And this is an educational institution, and this is how they're using words.
Yep.
Orwell was right.
So Liberty Preparatory School. The teacher and interim principal, Jenna Parnell, tried to wake up the student. Both were unsuccessful. That's when Officer Marissa Boskowski, age 32, a part-time school resource officer, had an idea. Who the fuck wrote this?
Who had an idea?
Wrote this?
Beverly Cleary.
Shit. It was just an attempt to wake him up, Parnell told the Alliance Review. Boskowski just pulled out the taser and pushed the button to make the sound.
What?
They claimed that the taser never physically touched the student, but the sparking noise and reaction from the class were enough to wake the student. When she did take her taser, remove the cartridge from it, and arced the taser, Boskowski... reminds me of that. Who's that fucking guy from Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, I didn't watch that film.
Mike Wazowski!
Yeah, I didn't see that film.
What? That was good.
I didn't avoid it. It just missed my radar.
Oh, it's straight up socialist propaganda. Yeah, they start off with capitalists, and by the end of it, the workers have taken over the means of production and completely altered how they do their job, and they all love it.
Huh.
There's a lot of fucking, like, anti-capitalist propaganda there.
Fun.
And the Billy Crystal, the one with the little eyeball, has Mike Wazowski. That was his name.
Okay.
Which is just what this reminds me of. Boskowski. Boskowski has now been placed on unpaid leave after the incident. I was a little surprised by it, Parnell said. Our interest is the safety of students, so hearing that go off was a little alarming.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay. The officer violated the use of the taser policy, which could cost Boskowski her job. Earlier in 2018, Boskowski reportedly neglected to take out a cartridge from a taser before conducting a spark test, causing the taser to deploy near another officer. What? She wanted to tase somebody so bad.
And this is a school teacher, right?
This is the resource officer.
And this is who they
want. Which means that this is a cop that is paid to work specifically in the school.
Oh, yeah, you gotta kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It always goes there. I don't even intellectualize it anymore. Like, people that just started tuning in, they don't know how we got here.
No, they don't.
And I don't, I have to go back and check the archives. Like, I'm sure there was some slope of sorts.
Oh, yeah, it was like a 6-month, like, dedicated process to...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're here now, not going back.
No, just fucking kill them all.
Yeah, I mean, like, hops, like, you know.
Yeah.
What? It's illegal to, you know, whatever. I just saw a video of a guy who got arrested because he didn't have a bell on his bicycle. He got arrested for that. And they're like, yep, we're doing our job. That's the law. Like, well, the laws are trash. And you chose to do this with your life. So you're trash, too.
Yeah. And dancing back a little bit. there's Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com. Fallon Matthew getting ready to start that Patreon where you post your stories and musings.
William is peer pressure.
And, I'm significantly older than her. This is just creepy and weird. It's like I'm a cis man leaning into the microphone telling you, and you're gonna do that thing, ain't you, little lady? Come on! And Hotep Mike said, isn't manslaughter only like 10 years?
I believe 10 to 15 is the typical.
And then if, you get, you know, good behavior, you got some family members with some money that can pay a motherfucker here and there.
Let's see, if you spend if you spend your time in county during your trial, that's maybe about a year, and then you get 10 years, you only have to serve, so it should be out in 4 years.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. You know, she can fucking do some squats, lift some weights, you know, come out, you know, bust some niggas in the head even harder. Jay May said, racism knows no bounds, and Gregory Loco hit us with a maybe, vaguely.
Maybe what?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we should know.
We shouldn't know?
No, nah. Keep.
What
keep...
if I want to know?
Nah, keep it in the gray area, B.
Hmm.
All right,
I just accidentally clicked away from the fucking thread, and now my shit won't load.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
Turn off the Wi-Fi.
Bullshit.
Alright, so Fox Business, your main man Lou Dobbs is posted up in a joint, right? Ooh. Lou Dobbs tonight. Lou is a wise individual with a very nice haircut, very handsome bloke, alright? You trying to tell me that's not a dreamy African warrior right there?
That's more like the thing of mayonnaise-covered nightmares.
So you're telling me... Mm-hmm. That is not Zulu tribe.
No.
All right, let's check out your mans and them Lou Dobbs on Fox Business.
Oh, that's just one quarter. We don't know if we can continue it forever, but that's getting back to old American style post-war growth and productivity, and that's how you get those rising wages for the middle class. So the
14 years.
Damn it. You gotta love the faux populism. Like, that nigga sounded like... Like, if you isolate that audio, you'd be like, wait, is he featured on Sam Cedar or something? Where's this guy? Is Katie helping know this guy? Where is this guy?
Now, what's interesting about that, that includes all of the Obama administration, a radical left-winger, and a good part of the Bush administration.
I don't know if you knew this, but Obama is a radical left-winger.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
Absolutely.
I don't know if you knew that. All right. Let's see. So Obama, radical left-winger. Continue.
Administration, a radical, what would you call him, liberal himself? He wasn't a conservative. What would you call him, liberal himself? That includes all of the Obama administration... radical left-winger, and a good part of the Bush administration, a radical, what would you call him, liberal himself? He wasn't a conservative.
All right. Hmm. Obama, radical leftist. George, the cats are in there doing stuff. Hey, stop doing stuff, light-skinned Killmonger. I know it's light-skinned Killmonger. That's the most erratic one. So Obama, radical leftist, and George W., radical liberal. All right? These are the facts.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
But they were government in a big way.
Free traders, weren't they? Well, they were free traders.
Here's what...
And it took...
You realize he's just calling them neoliberals.
Yeah.
Like, he is inadvertently calling them a neoliberal uniparty.
Which is the fun thing, because neoliberals are like, we're not that. We're leftists and stuff. Yeah, no, you're not.
Leftists. Mm-hmm. You're Republicans with gay friends.
Yep.
All right.
Sometimes black friends.
Well, sometimes. when mothers of the movement, in that context. Right, while 12 of them niggas down there that all endorsed Hillary Clinton all voted on the trans bathroom bill in the Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah, never forget that.
And it took a strong president to stand up and say this country is not going to hemorrhage anymore.
Well, I made a phone call with the president today, made the case that the problem was...
So he just has phone calls with the president. This guy, I told you. I told you that this tribe of Shabazz, Pan-African man, had the deal. So, just like Alex Jones, he just kind of chops it up with Trumpelstiltskin. And Trump retains all the information.
Of course.
Regulation and taxes.
He made that case?
I made that case.
He did something about it.
He thinks... Trade relationships are a big problem.
He's been deregulating since he got in there.
Well, this is what I was saying. This is why I called. Is I'm making the case, or I tried to make the case to him, the tax cuts, the deregulation are working.
Yes.
See, this guy, he gets on there and he lets the president know what's working and what's not working. And Fox News viewers probably believe this shit.
Oh, of course they do. Oh, because what do they call regulations? They don't just say regulations. They're job-killing regulations.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
Yes.
Oh, who was that? Whose voice was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Shepard Smith.
What, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the one he did, He was covering a story on Mitt Romney, and he got so frustrated that he just tangented into that. All right. What the hell is going on? This one, it's visual, doesn't translate to radio well. Just know this was put up by Shantavia Russell, and it's a triple set video of a cop body slamming a little black girl. And he slams her down so hard she goes into a seizure.
And I heard this was in Boys Town?
I do not know.
Okay.
Yeah, let me take a little looky do there. Boys Town. Where the heck darn is that?
That is in Chicago, although what struck me about that in particular is that's supposed to be one of the safer neighborhoods because it has a very high LGBTQIA community, so it's been traditionally slightly more inclusive than perhaps other places, but of course, being white still helps.
Yep, it says it there. Chicago police overseer in Boys Town, the policy overseer, slammed her into a seizure. And it was, okay, I named the person that shared it. The person that originally... Okay, yeah, Shantavia did originally post it, and the person that shared it was this Ishmael A. Muhammad.
And I see in the video, too, like, someone straight up is wearing a pride flag, so, yeah, like I said, lots of...
Boys Town, like, the actual name, like, on the map? Or is that a nickname?
It's a nickname.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's going on here? Like, you can just name your town Boys Town?
Well, I mean, we have Chinatown, so...
I want to name some shit like cats are way better than dogs, fuckface. Like, I want that to be a town. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good name. Really? Reasonable. Nuanced.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Cats are way better than dogs, fuckface.
No.
You're telling me that's not a better name?
That's a horrible name for a... What?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right, let's take a look here. Oh, man. I wish we had the other laptop in here. So much of this stuff is video.
Oh,
wow. All right. So, take your mind off of things, because we are, I don't know if we want to, do we want to go to the horrible story, or do we want to keep it casual?
We can do the horrible one. I was also going to do the Florida one about the MP3 players.
Yeah, you know what, because Avery Loco did, matter of fact, we can close up with that right after we got to have a Becky Lives Matter moment, all right?
Woo!
What? Becky Raps Matter. That's definitely a regular thing in the wine cellar.
No.
Really? You're going to listen to Becky Rap.
No, that's. Why?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park!
Lumpy White Sister?
I think she said Funky White Sister.
Okay.
Miss Funky White... Yeah, let's play that again. Let's make sure we know exactly what her name is.
Missy's Funky White Sister.
Yeah, Funky White Sister.
All right,
so Mrs. Funky White Sister is, she's going to do her karaoke thing. She's about to lace these bars, mad delivery, fly with the cadence, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park! Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it and reverse it. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. But he got a big, let me search it. Find out how hard I gotta work it. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. I like to get to know you, so I can show ya. Pussy, I like to told ya. Give me all your numbers so I can phone ya. You better act sink, then call me over. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call me for
huh? Huh?
No.
Nah, you're not feeling it?
No.
You trying to say that that wasn't the heat?
That was not the heat.
That wasn't the heat?
That was not the heat.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
I mean, that might have been brought on by heat stroke, but it was not the heat.
Ma'am.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
All right. Florida, MP3 players, you're leading it?
Yeah. Okay.
Bang.
Jacksonville. I don't know if you know where that is at all.
Fuck.
Jacksonville, Florida. For the last 7 years, inmates have stocked libraries of personal MP3 players with $2 downloads. However, come January, they will be forced to sell... they'll be forced to hand over it all because the Florida Department of Corrections has signed a new contract with a competing company. In April last year, the Florida Department of Corrections stuck a deal with J-Pay, the private company spearheading a push to sell profit-driven multimedia tablets to incarcerated people, would be allowed to bring technology to every facility in the nation's third largest prison system. But there was a catch. Inmates had already been purchasing electronic entertainment for 7 years on an MP3 player program run by a different company, Access Corrections. For around $100, Access sold various MP3 players, and inmates could download songs from $1.70 each and keep them in their dorms. The demand was clear. More than 30,000 players were sold, 6 million songs were downloaded over the life of the Access contract, according to Department of Corrections. That is $11 million worth of music. Good thing that prisons aren't about profit, though, right? They're about rehabilitating people. Because of the tablets, inmates will have to return the players, but they can't transfer music they have already purchased onto their new devices. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking America sucks. Everything about it. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
The Department of Corrections, meanwhile, has collected $1.4 million in commissions on each song downloaded since 2011. The multimedia tablet contract with JPay represents another money-making opportunity. JPay operates banking accounts and facilitates phone calls at state-run prisons, charging inmates steep fees for their services. But now, with the introduction of tablets, JPay will add a new way of spending incentives for incarcerated customers, offering purchases of music, emailing, and other virtual fare. The resulting download spree will funnel more dollars back to the Department of Corrections, which gets $2.75 of inmate money for each transfer onto JPay-controlled bank accounts to use the services. The department has already been bringing in record commissions from JPay money transfers even before the introduction of tablets. The agency received $3.9 million in commissions from JPay in 2018. In the Access Corrections contract, revenue left over paying to run the program went back to a general fund controlled by the legislature. But in the JPay contract, the department retains any excessive revenue. Yeah.
I like that. In the land of the free, mixed with the capitalism.
Yes.
You can have incarcerated customers.
You can have incarcerated customers.
Jesus Christ.
Sales of the Access Corrections MP3 players in Florida were halted in August 2017 as the department began implementing the new J-Pay tablet program. Inmates, however, were caught off guard when they learned they were not able to keep their music or transfer it to new tablets. Hundreds wrote in grievances. The volume of complaints was such that the Department of Corrections had to create a new code to track complaints. Since December 2017, an additional 260 appeals have been filed. However, Patrick Manderfield, a spokesman for the Department of Corrections, says, quote, "The switch is meant to introduce updated technology that will help inmates connect with their families and provide educational opportunities where MP3 players only offered entertainment." He said the songs can't be transferred because they're provided by two different vendors. "We've made every effort to ensure that inmates can retain non-transferable music by sending their devices and music to an outside address. Inmates who own the players can also receive a mini version of the J-Pay tablet at no cost." But...
oh, shit.
Inmates are not happy. They talked to Catherine Freeman, who was housed at Homestead Correctional Institution, who filed a grievance saying she has purchased more than $2,000 of music since January 2014. She last year filed a complaint because she was not told until October that the music she owns will not transfer to new tablets. She said in her grievance that the transfers were not being allowed was an attempt to increase profits to J-Pay at the expense of inmate families. However, Timothy Hoey, horrible name, the assistant warden, did not deny incentives were at play. In his response, he simply said it's, quote, "not feasible to download content from one vendor's device to another, not only due to incompatibility reasons, but to the download of content purchased from one vendor to another would negate the new vendor's ability to be compensated."
Oh, what, so they have that new technology that can't handle MP3s?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
That's the thing. Like, this whole thing is a fucking money-making thing. So all these people who have these MP3 players and downloading music have to go buy a new tablet and re-download everything so that the Department of Corrections can make money off of it. Uh-huh. And then Hoey also said, quote, "It's the department's hope that the inmate population will see the value and promise in the services offered with the multimedia kiosk and tablet program as a step in the right direction. Grievance denied." As part of the contract, J-Pay will receive a list of inmates who have used the MP3 players. And... does it say that they are going to... Yes, a quote from another inmate: "Discontinuing the program and forcing inmates to give up their players is an act of fraud. When we purchased the songs, we were under the impression they would belong to us forever." The Department of Corrections sent a blunt response to inmate complaints about the program's departure. "To address your concerns about the inability to transfer music from the MP3 player to the new tablet, unfortunately, the download of content is not allowed." That's their whole fucking statement. Like, fuck you. So, I mean, which is already, like, what, niggas getting paid, what, like, 25 cents an hour in prison? And a song is $2. You have to work...
Fuck.
Right. So you have to work, like, anywhere between 4 to 6 hours to afford one song.
You know how much you gotta like that fucking song?
Right. For one fucking song. And people have hundreds of songs. So, hundreds of days they've worked. Years they've worked. And now they can't even transfer their fucking music. We won't even let them have music. Because somebody can make more money if we deny them.
Yeah. Sadism. Okay? Yep. Just use the fucking word. The current instrumental is Bedroom Dance by Dogmaster. And Hotep Mike in the archive chat space saying that... Hotep Mike saying they can see me smirking behind the microphone popper stopper when the Becky Raps Matter was going on. And Hotep Mike continuing on incarcerated customers.
Yes.
That's like epic level 30 capitalism you only unlock after the special dick. Tricked me into saying that word. Hotep Mike. And what, that one concludes?
I think so, unless you want to do the horrible one.
No, Jessica Loco put something in the archive chat space.
Oh, okay.
And it appears to be, see, I don't know her real name, and I'm displeased with that, but they call her Barbecue Becky.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently the audio from her 911 call.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
I had
the whole 911 call for y'all to listen to.
Jennifer Schulte.
Jennifer Schulte.
Schulte.
Schulte. Spell.
S-H-U-L-T-E.
S-H-U-L-T-E. Jennifer Schulte. All right, if you're an employer and she applies, deny. All right, just do it. Hell, and what I just said right there, right wingers always do. They try to do that shit with Nocturnus Libertus. Like, they're like, find out her real name so we can all deny her jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, there was a whole, because I think Breitbart linked her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Breitbart found her and put and made a post. All right, let's take a look here. So, 911 call audio.
It is extremely interesting, so listen to every little bit of it. All right, here it goes.
We will not get to this whole thing because this video clip appears to be 14 fuck minutes.
Woo! I'd like to report that someone is illegally using a charcoal grill in a non-designated area on in Lake Merritt Park, kind of near Cleveland Cascade. I'd like it dealt with immediately so that Coles don't burn more children and our city has to pay more taxes.
Okay, and where is this again?
It's on...
Yeah, what did she say?
Wait, did she say that the kids were getting burned on coals and they don't want to pay more taxes for injuries?
Yeah,
is that what the fuck she said?
I think she's making a lot of sense.
They're Cleveland Cascade.
The whole
911... Someone is illegally using a charcoal grill in a non-designated area on in Lake Merritt Park, kind of near Cleveland Cascade. I'd like it dealt with immediately so that coals don't...
I'd like it dealt with immediately...
Burn more children and our city has to pay more taxes.
Yeah, burn more children.
So we don't have to pay more taxes.
That's a thing that's going on out there. Children are getting burned on coal and so we have to pay more tax. That's something that's going on.
Nigga, it doesn't have to make sense.
No.
Okay, and where is this again?
It's on Lakeshore Avenue in Lake Merritt, near Cleveland Cascade, across the street from 2324 Lakeshore Avenue.
All right, and the person that's using the grill, I need a description of them. What race are they?
African-American.
And how old approximately?
That's the whole
African description.
Yeah, because notice that in her tone, there was a period at the end of that. There was not about to be haircuts like
right,
this.
Right, like, and dreads, piercings, tattoos, wearing green shoes.
Come get it. The black one.
I would like this dealt with immediately.
Immediately. Because children are getting burned on coals.
I'd say about 40.
Okay.
Or late 30s.
What color clothing is he wearing?
He is wearing dark black pants that are ripped and a black sweatshirt with an orange logo on it. I have a picture of it.
Alright. And how tall is he approximately?
He's sitting down, so I'm not sure.
And is he thin, medium, or heavy build?
A heavier build.
More
muscular
build.
All right. Oh, you shady ass.
Said not muscular though. Heavy build, not muscular though. There's fucking aggressively light skinned young man Dino Red from the Red Rock Podcast Network tuned in. We're playing the Jessica Schulte.
Jennifer
Schulte. Jennifer Schulte. Jennifer Schulte, folks called her Barbecue Becky. I think it's more important to use their real names. Get the real name out there, then make jokes. But, you Jennifer.
Yes.
Jennifer Schulte.
And do you want officers to come in contact with you when they get there?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your name?
Jennifer Schulte.
Oh, there you go.
And what's a good phone number for you? Okay, we'll give you a call when we get there.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
2 hours
later. I wouldn't have even edited her fucking phone number out.
2 hours later.
Oakland Police, say
hi. Touch me. Hi. I called about 2 hours ago about someone that illegally grilling with a charcoal grill in Lake Merritt. Now people are being assertive and trying to push me and shove me. I was wondering when the police are going to come and help me.
What's the address?
I was wondering when...
being assertive with me?
Yeah, let's hear that again. It wasn't very clear. They're being assertive with me.
Give me a call when we get there.
2 hours later.
Bye. 2 hours later.
Why
Oakland police inside.
You can't touch me. Hi. I called about 2 hours ago about someone that illegally grilling with a taco grill and make marijuana. Now people are being assertive and trying to push me and shove me.
So people are being assertive is what I think I heard. I think she actually said people are being assertive.
2 hours ago about someone that illegally drilling with a taco grill and make marijuana. Now people are being assertive and they're trying to push me and shove me. I was wondering when the police are going to come and help me.
What's that?
When are the police going to come and help me? Why am I abusing my own tears? I'm using my tears.
I can't harass them by myself very well.
But it's also like, nigga, if you got shook, what the fuck is you there for? Fucking leave. Nigga, leave. Damn.
Like fuck your life.
Like 2 hours you sat there watching them piss you off.
Like, because that's not what I want to do with any of my time off of work. Fuck no. I want to set up my own grill, actually.
Address there.
I am right across from Cleveland Cascade. I called 2 hours ago at about 11:02 this morning. And there has been no police that called me back, and now they're shoving me, and...
What is that?
Now, remember, the video's out there. She's saying they're shoving me. Lying white woman on the telephone. Lying.
Like that one we watched, was it yesterday or the other day? When the white man hits the black man, and the black man goes, why are you hitting me? You can't just hit people!
You can't. You can't just hit people.
Nigga, what? I didn't hit you. You hit me. Like, it's odd. Someone is literally standing behind you recording this. Woo. All right.
Damn. Dino came back. Dino Red, aggressively light-skinned man in the archive chat space, said, yes, bruh, I am light-skinned, but meanwhile, your wife over there looking like she was at my last family reunion. She is also,
personally attacked by this relatable content.
We call her Agent Freckles. All right, let's take a look here.
The address there? Where you were talking?
Lakeshore and Cleveland Cascade, also 2324 Lakeshore.
2323 Lakeshore?
2324 Lakeshore.
I like that they have the video while this audio is going so you can see her not being pushed and or shoved.
Right.
It's in the park. I made a report at about 11:02 this morning. They said there was send a police officer.
Who's yelling in the background? I don't understand.
That's why
is the person yelling?
I don't know.
Panic over a barbecue. I don't understand.
Like, you are full of shit, lady.
Crying over a barbecue. We'll play a little bit more of this. This is a long clip.
Are you in the park yourself?
Yes, I am.
Not after like a minute ago.
Okay, so why are you in an argument with these people? Can you walk away from
me in my car?
Why are you? It sounds like the dispatcher's black.
It sounds like she's
black.
Yeah,
there's some thickness in that voice.
I hear it. Can you walk away from them? Woo! I don't know. What did she say?
Hotep Mike in the archive chat space said, I thought I heard her say some shit about being a good citizen. Make her eat barbecued dog biscuits for a week like a good civvy. God damn. You want to come co-host with Phoenix? You say shit like that, I can just engineer. And Jessica May said, she ain't falling for them tears.
She keeps following me.
She says she's following me, but she's not walking.
She's standing in front of her.
How the fuck do you follow somebody that's not moving?
Negro magic, obviously.
Yep, that's it. You see, y'all niggas wanted to say black girl magic, and now they're using it to prosecute you. Shouldn't have told everybody you was magical, nigga. Keep secrets.
You're the one harassing people.
And now the dispatcher can hear them more clearly on the end saying you're the one harassing people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, look at this. She's not here.
I'm not. Can you help
threatening me?
Okay. So can you get away from them? Are you living in the park or something?
Oh my Jesus! Are you living in the park or something?
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
Sis ain't here for her bullshit. She ain't here for that white woman bullshit.
Woo! Okay, please continue.
No,
okay.
I'm not.
I don't understand why you can't separate
They're
yourself.
They're following me.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. They're really? Really, if I may invoke stereotype, if I may generalize, niggas ain't walking that far away from their grill in public.
No.
Like, just even if you were to invoke following, no, they're not. Niggas ain't gonna sit there and let the shit burn. We take it serious because right. We paid for that food.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. It's not just a recreation. We bought that shit.
Yeah, not throwing away our money.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've been waiting for a police to come for 2 hours.
For 2 hours. Who is that that you're with? Who is that woman in the back?
I don't know who that woman is. I don't know.
I hear somebody that's with you.
I know she's not with me. She's harassing me.
What's your name?
I had a police look up where the police were, the call that I made at 11:20 where I gave all my information.
I have it here. Just tell me your name.
I would like a police officer to come as soon as possible.
See, she doesn't want to say her name because those black people have their smart devices on her recording her.
Yep.
So now she doesn't want to say her name.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
But I thought she wanted this handled immediately. She lost that. I'm gonna call. She lost the. I want to speak to your manager voice with the fucking quickness once those cameras came out.
Yep. And the and I wonder if she can tell that the dispatcher is also black. Like
probably.
She has inadvertently surrounded herself with Negroes. Like you fucked up, Jennifer. See, fuck that barbecue, Becky. It's even more fun saying Jennifer.
Jennifer, Jenny
from the block.
Ooh, but not really, because.
No, it is Jenny from the... Nah, she ain't cul-de-sac. She ain't cul-de-sac.
She's not cul-de-sac. She's a...
Avenue.
Jenny from the townhouse, maybe. Seems like a townhouse kind of person.
Yeah, townhouse in Lakewood. The Lakewood in Washington State. I know there's a Lakewood everywhere. All right, continue.
Jenny coming out of the manager's office.
Damn, I wanted to cut this off shorter, but you know what? We'll play it till it...
Funny.
Yeah, until it's not funny anymore.
Tell me, okay, but look, you need to listen, okay?
Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm gonna stop pausing it for us. So let me give it a running start and let it party, alright? Fools in the archive chat space is wildin'. Let's go.
At 11:20 where I gave all
my information. I have it here. Just tell me your name.
I would like a police officer to come as soon as possible.
They're coming, okay, but look, you need to listen, okay? You're in Lake Mary.
Yes, I am.
How are they going to find you? What race are you and what are you wearing? It's a lot of people out there.
They have my cell phone number.
Just tell them they have your cell phone number. Just look for a lady at Lake Merritt Park today. You're going to have to tell me what race you are, how old you are, and what are you wearing. They will
the what?
But people, she said, what race are you, and she wouldn't answer.
Yeah. Doesn't want to. So, no name, no race. We're all the human race.
We all bleed red.
Yeah, fuck it. We bleed through similar veins.
Never find you.
I was told that when they are here, they're going to call my cell phone.
Why would they do that? They're coming.
I don't know.
Right
that's
now.
What the previous person told me.
You're talking to
that would
right
happen.
Now. You're talking to someone right now. They're coming, but they're coming to Lake Merritt today. They're never going to just find a lady calling the police.
I'm Cleveland Cascade. I'm wearing a dark navy blue sweatshirt. And
she said Caucasian fast. You heard that shit? God damn, that was that busy bone, nigga. Hold up.
The lady calling the police.
I'm Cleveland Park Kid. I'm wearing a dark navy blue
sheepskin. Yeah, I could barely hear it. I don't even know if she said Caucasian.
I think she said Cleveland Park. Or...
Oh, she said I'm at Cleveland Park.
Oh, yeah, I don't think she said Caucasian.
Okay.
Shit.
But they're coming to Lake Merritt today. They're never going to just find a lady calling the police.
I'm Cleveland Park Kid. I'm wearing a dark navy blue sweatshirt and jeans, and I have brown hair about shoulder length. And I have people.
Niggas say white. Brown hair about shoulder length. Niggas say white. Say it!
I don't have people harassing me.
What race are you and how old are you?
My race doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Holy shit!
Sauce.
My race doesn't matter. This is outstanding. This is from Jessica May in the archive chat space gave us this one. God damn. And this was posted September 1st this year. This is fresh. And it was posted, the YouTube page that posted it is Daytime Tea Time.
Okay.
Are you white? It doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. I want the police to come. Holy shit.
She's having a whole ass meltdown over this, and I love it.
She sounds like that little white girl that we heard when we were in the fucking McDonald's. I want it now!
Ooh,
probably a... what, like between 4 and 6 year old white girl.
Veruca salt shit for real.
Stomped yeah.
Stomped her foot and everything.
Yeah, literally. I want it now! And. You could tell we assume mother, but whoever the adult was with her, she would not have been embarrassed if there wasn't Negroes like us behind her laughing audibly and quoting the child.
Yeah, we weren't helping the situation, but that's not my problem, so whatever. I didn't create that situation.
No, you didn't build that.
I didn't build that.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
I want the police to come. How are they waiting for 2 hours for
how
them?
How are they going to find you? Have you ever... How are they going to find you?
They usually call your cell phone when they are here.
Hold up. That's a telling sentence.
They usually call your cell phone. Oh, so you do this often? Do you come here often?
So So this is just her thing.
Like it's gotta be. That's why she spent 2 fucking hours.
So like, Friday she leaves work, right? Takes off the fucking, I don't know, blouse, whatever the femme appropriate office wear is.
Yes.
She goes, she probably wrote Trayvon's name on the inside of her hooded sweatshirt.
Ugh.
Right? She puts on the OG Skittle, throws that on, grabs her shades.
Yes.
She doesn't call them sunglasses.
Doesn't.
Shades. And of course, and she makes sure to watch Luke Cage first.
Yes.
Because shades.
Shades.
And then she goes out there and does that. That is like some sort of obnoxious white woman ponytail. The loose ponytail with only the top and side hair a little bit.
Half up, half down.
Yeah, and the sort of mullet in the background. Like, that is the obnoxious white woman ponytail. The OWWP.
Have you ever been to John George?
What's John George?
It's a mental facility.
Oh my fucking god! Oh my fucking god!
This is inappropriate. You gotta be shitting me. Yo. No comment. Let it go. Let it ride.
No.
Okay, well then just answer my question.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck, let it ride. Let's get that shit a running start again. Everything that's happening, I don't see it coming.
Welcome to you right now. Have you ever been to John George?
What's Tom George?
It's a mental facility.
No.
Okay, well then just answer my question. They're coming to you right now.
Well, where are they? I don't see them.
I'm gonna hang
up. Tell me where they are.
I'm gonna hang
up. No, please. Please, I need help here.
Okay, I'm trying to help you. They're looking for you right now. You won't even tell me.
Where are they? I am at Cleveland Cafe. I am a white person with brown hair, a navy blue sweatshirt, and jeans.
You're at Cleveland.
Oh, she's white now. I'm a white person with brown hair, a navy blue sweatshirt, and jeans.
You're treating me like a fucking black person right now.
That's kind of what's happening.
Looking for you right now. You won't even tell me.
Where are they? I am at Cleveland Cafe. I am a white person with brown hair, a navy blue sweatshirt, and jeans.
You're at Cleveland.
I am wearing Nike shoes that are white and gray with a yellow Nike.
I bet she's not wearing Nike shoes anymore. Okay. I like being mean. It's funny.
You're at Cleveland.
I am wearing Nike shoes that are white and gray with a yellow Nike.
You're at Cleveland. What?
Cascade.
They're good for them. When you see them, wave at them, okay?
I don't see any police here.
Okay, hold on. What is Cleveland Cascade? Is that a business, an apartment?
A Cleveland Cascade is trying to stop the cops from making Merritt Park.
What'd she say? Yeah, let's run that back. What the fuck is it?
Is this an apartment?
A Cleveland Cascade is trying to stop the cops from making Merritt Park.
I sound like a fun structure.
A something something stop the cops at the park?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that one's inaudible for me. Yeah, I keep looking at the archive chat space. Everybody's just having a good time. This is fucking fun, isn't it? God damn.
On Lakeshore Avenue.
And all this whole time, she could have walked away. Like, this whole time.
Yeah. Because she didn't win. I mean, and what happened? Like, the next weekend, a gang of niggas is out there cooking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck off. Jennifer Schulte?
Schulte.
Jennifer Schulte. Remember, that's a Jennifer Schulte.
Are those people still following you?
Yes, they are.
Do any of them have a gun or a knife?
I don't know.
You can see damn well they don't. You can see everybody's fucking hands.
Yeah. You don't know.
Maybe it's in the grill.
Oh, well, the grill's over there. If they're following you for this long, we're on the 8th minute of this video. They're significantly far from the grill.
So okay. Is there any way you can get away from them? Are you?
They are continuing following me.
They're not actually following. We can see them.
2 hours in front of our barbecue for 2 hours.
Yeah, though this looks like a video loop they have going. At the same time, these ain't fucking follow you. Stop lying.
They're not leaving. They're at a party grilling. They're not leaving the party to follow your ass. And for 8 minutes.
Yeah, let's just leave the food over fire for 8 fucking minutes.
And also that, like, who is fucking holding their, like, purses and shit?
Ooh.
Their fucking wallets or their fucking, you know, if they have, like, speakers or some shit out.
Ugh,
like,
too much logic.
They're not leaving that shit for 8 fucking minutes to follow your punk ass. Ugh.
Oh, you know what? Let's take a look at the archive chat space a little more. The, but she's all the adjectives. notice how the bad people were black, front and foremost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did say African American. Yeah, like, it was okay to say what they were, but not me. Right? She may have been wearing khakis or maybe jeans. Says she probably wears khakis to the park. These niggas, those rhetorical dispatcher questions, that one knows what they got. Yeah.
Yep.
She's got the 9/11 VIP treatment. The dispatcher be like, last person I want to locate today. Let me see. Said Jessica May. This is Jessica May and Hotep Mike saying she wants to speak to the manager, Quote, I need help here, but I have literally all fucking day to talk about how much help I need on a serious emergency line.
Yes.
End quote. The front structure, that part that was inaudible for us.
Oh, is that what it was?
Maybe front structure.
What the fuck is it? Like a pavilion or something?
Ah.
The front structure.
Yeah, joke's on you. I don't know that word. Haha. It's real easy to step outside of my vocabulary.
Wow.
Yeah.
A pavilion is like the thing they have at parks where it's got just like the roof and the pillars and then it's open inside and they have like picnic tables and shit in there. Sometimes you can like sit in there and eat.
Oh, I've been just calling those pagodas or canopies, and I'm probably wrong, eh? They're
pavilions.
Oh, they're actually pavilions.
Wow.
Yeah, these are the facts.
And
fact-based facts. Said, literally out there hours being like this. Yes, hours, not more than one.
Which is like, yeah, that has to be your hobby at that point, because why else?
Yeah. And it's fucking sunshine, and she has on the sweatshirt. She's like a, she looks like a flasher. Like, she's fucking, she really is out there like a goddamn creep.
Yeah.
Let's see, in Hotep Mike and Jessica May, like at the end of the call, you can hear she's losing motivation because it's hard to pretend to be panicked that long.
Absolutely. Please leave me alone. Where are the police coming?
They're coming. Can you walk away from them?
They keep following me.
I am. Oh my god.
You're so fake. You're so fake.
You're
so fake. Are you
just
standing there?
Are you just
standing there? No, I'm not. I'm walking away and they keep following me.
Okay.
Can I have my card back that you stole? I'll leave you alone when you give me my property. I'm just gonna let you know I'm heading towards Brooklyn Avenue. And they're still following me.
Wait, is this the one? Because there were multiple of these things going on this summer, this year, right? That went viral. Is this the one where she took the black lady's phone?
Maybe, because she suddenly she said, are you going to give me my card back?
Oh, card, that's right, because she wanted the black woman's identity.
Oh, the black woman gave her her ID?
Or some sort of identification.
Oh,
that,
funny.
I may be thinking of the college one, though, where she was asleep in the common area. You're about to fact check it?
Yeah.
All right, Phoenix Leader's fact checking that. Let's see.
Can you voluntarily give me a card that you stole from me so I don't have to deal with you anymore? I would love to leave you alone.
Oh, that's right. So maybe they weren't following her. You had her shit and tried to walk off with it.
Shit.
Uh-huh. So at that point, y'all niggas is walking together.
Give me the card that you stole from me. Just give me the card that you stole from me, and I'll leave you alone. I'm not touching you. I won't touch you. But I want my property back that you stole. That's not hard to ask for. Give me my property back.
Do you have anything that belongs to her?
I was like, in my head, it's just like the dispatcher in the office and like every other black person who works there is just like crowded around watching this go down.
Yeah,
just
waiting
on this conversation.
I can really see her feet on the desk on this one.
Oof.
Yeah, just like, how annoying is this?
What? No, I do not.
You don't? Tell her.
Can you give me the card that you stole from me?
Am I on speakerphone?
No, you are not.
Can you put me on speakerphone?
My card back.
No.
Child. I won't put you on speakerphone, okay?
Oh, so she can communicate with the other person.
Uh-huh,
with
like,
the actual
what is,
victim.
What she take from you?
Yeah, what really happened?
I want to know where the police are.
Okay, they're coming.
Oh, we have lots of video footage. Police come, you're going to be the one that has a problem. I am now almost at Brooklyn and Lakeshore Avenue. And they're still following me.
You're the one that stole my property.
Oh, let's see. Jessica May in there saying, I do remember her walking across the street, and I think the only one woman was after her for that card she took, and said, I think it was a white woman who was following her, angry, asking for the card. A white woman called her out for harassing the black folks. White or white passing woman seeking card. And I couldn't do this shit for a living.
Oh, okay. So the woman who was following her talking about the card says that Schulte took one of the guy's business cards and they wanted to get it back because they were afraid that she was going to, like, call his job and get him fired.
Ah. Fucking funny style ass. Hey, man. I'm telling you, like, something that people should do, like, yeah, when you find out that, these white people work somewhere, like, you know how these places, they fire them, follow up, find out where they work next, and then boycott that place, and just boycott them until fuck it. But then, you know what? White people don't take that shit. Don't listen to my idea, because that's going to cause a public shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently the woman whose husband's card got stolen, they weren't even with the people barbecuing. They showed up because this white woman is harassing black people, and they tried to intercede to calm things down.
Huh.
And the white woman ended up somehow with dude's business card and wouldn't give it back.
Fucking asshole.
Yes.
Give me the card back. Give me the card back. Do you want me to follow you all the way home or something? Well, this is weird. This is weird, okay?
Are you still with the Cleveland?
What up?
It's a white woman. The one following over, a white woman stepped in to help the niggas who was getting harassed by Becky or Jennifer, and they took the white woman's husband's card. The white woman is like, I will fucking follow your ass.
Maybe that's why she's crying.
She's like, no, she knows she's in trouble now because there's white witnesses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there is a white witness. I see.
This race trait is going to get me in trouble.
I see. Mm-hmm.
God, how much of a fucking shithead has she been her entire fucking life?
I can only imagine. A quote from Snyder, who's the woman who her husband's card got stolen, said, I keep hearing other stories where white people try to target black people in Oakland. It seems like there's a call to arms trying to get people arrested. I had to step in because if I hadn't done that, I don't know what would have happened to them, referring to the men who were grilling.
Let's see. Fuck it. We, you know what? We ended up playing the whole video anyway. It's, yeah. I mean, fuck it. Let's just finish it.
I told you I was walking from Key West Cascade to Brooklyn Avenue. I'm not in front of Brooklyn Avenue and Lakeshore. It's about a block away. Have you guys not noticed any of Oakland Street? Can I have my card back?
I also imagine the dispatcher's chewing gum, mouth open style. Like, I'm picturing that.
Where is the police officer?
They're coming.
Definitely red lipstick.
Yeah.
Definitely red. Damn, the audio's getting really bad. I'm gonna dance it forward a little bit.
You conscious? Can you tell me where these police officers are?
They're getting close. Do you have anything that belongs to that woman that's following you, asking you for?
No, I do not. No. I do not.
She's running out of breath.
And then that's why she wouldn't put that shit on speakerphone, because it would have been another white woman saying, this white woman stole something from me.
No, I do not. No. No. Oh, man, like, her fucking racist battery is fucking losing power. She's got to go back and recharge. She's got to go listen to some Alex Jones. No, I do not. No. I need to hear that again. That shit was funny to me.
They're getting close. Do you have anything that belongs to that woman that's following you, asking you for?
No, I do not. No.
No.
I also thought she was so quick to be like, it's African Americans grilling, but she didn't say shit about the woman following her as white.
Huh. It's like she just wants them to think she's black. Like, maybe she's Dolezalian.
Right.
It's like maybe they'll be able to trick them.
Do not. You want to come to that black dinner,
Walking up Brooklyn Avenue, and I'm going to enter the quick stop so that there's another person to protect
me. Are you entering the quick stop?
I'm going to be going to the quick stop from Brooklyn Avenue and Merritt Street.
She stole my card. She's trying to escape.
She's trying to escape. Woo-hoo. Folks, we're in the last, like 40 seconds. Trying to escape. This is outstanding.
Doing illegal activity. He's a criminal.
All right, y'all. I'm done with this.
Okay, that and then it cuts back. That's the host of this YouTube page, Daytime Tea Time, that posted this. Fine. Holy fuck. God damn. Let me look at just what's going on at the end of the archive chat space. We've been on for damn near 90 minutes because of this shit. Yeah. Said, there's just no getting away. This is a Hotep Mike and Jessica May. Sound clip, sound bite. No, do not. No. I bet this woman is on that Nextdoor app, posting about black folks walking down the street. See, and I think that black people should do that, but I don't think they should do it in the way that, like, Tariq Nasheed suggested, right? Like, don't say white, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Say suspicious, mm-hmm. And use the word maybe and the word meth. Now, put all the other words that you want around those, but suspicious, maybe, and meth. Have those words. Mm-hmm. All right? Those are your key words for white-on-white crime that white people will actually care about. You say opioids, and they're going to send out paramedics and help them. Say meth, so they send the cops.
Bloomberg just put out a thing saying it's no longer an opioid crisis. It's a fentanyl crisis.
Isn't that the shit that fixes them?
Yeah.
So it's an antidote crisis. Holy shit. Man.
They get a lot of crises, don't they?
I don't have to deal. All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Fuck it. I said fuck it and the fucking button won't click right. Fuck you, button.
That's what you get.
That's what you get. You don't know. You don't know.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.